Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Simon English. He's a city correspondent at the Evening Standard. Simon, let's talk about cash balances. I don't have 250 billion in my bank account, but I know a company that does. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's Apple who've got that amount of cash. It's striking, isn't it? Almost alarming.
That's the GDP of a nation, right?
Yeah, well, probably ours next year. It's an astonishing amount of money. The city cliche, the city joke that might apply here, I think, is if a bank has excess capital, you know exactly what it's going to do with it. You just aren't sure up which wall. And I think that might apply to Apple. It's too much money for them to spend sensibly. They'll waste it, won't they?
Do you think so?
Well, I do.
Is that your cynical view? Is that coming from the heart?
It just seems likely, doesn't it? I mean, so they're under pressure from shareholders to do something with it. The safe, obvious thing is just to give it back in form of dividends. You begin to look then as a chief executive like you've run out of ideas, so you try and do something else. So maybe he'll go and buy Adobe, or he'll go and do some other mega deal that Apple may not need. And there's a certain view out there from tech experts, of which, you know, I should say I'm definitely not one, but that this could be the bit where Apple stumbles. So there's a feeling that their latest phone isn't as good as some of the competitions, so they might start stumbling.
Which number are we up to now?
So it's an iPhone 7,
okay,
and then it's the other one's the 8. And according to some reviews I was reading this week, the 8 is way better than the old iPhone 7. So they've got to come up with something clever. And presumably there comes a point at which suddenly their technological wizardry fails them, or even maybe people say, look, I'm not spending $700 on a new phone, for God's sake. And then the question goes back to, what's Apple going to do with that 250 billion quid? And my bet is nothing smart.
Well, I remember I came from a family who chose Betamax over the original
VHS.
So what do I know about technology? Thank you.